We're back to Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. I'm excited to welcome the program Donna White, author of The Hormone Makeover and founder of BHRT Training Academy. How are you, Donna? Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Neil. I'm doing well.
All right. So our topic today we're going to talk about is we're really breaking out. Okay, I'll fix that one. Our topic today that we're going to talk about is we've been breaking down, you know, BHRT and the way that it's delivered. And one that we're going to talk about today is pellets. You mentioned it a little bit, but there are a lot, some people have concerns about pellets, right? There's a lot of good things about it, but some are like, no, thank you because of it. Because they might think it's a little too invasive. Kind of describe pellets to us.
Neil, as you know, bioidentical hormones or BHRT or TRT, testosterone replacement for men, it comes in different delivery systems or dosing forms, pills, patches, creams, vaginal suppositories, and pellets. So what's a hormone pellet? Well, hormone pellets are bioidentical hormones. They're used for men and women. So estrogen or testosterone can come in a pellet. A pellet is implanted, just a teeny tiny little incision on the buttock, and they're implanted just under the skin on the backside. The advantage is that they last in the body compared to using a cream that you might rub on every day or taking a pill or a weekly injection that a man might use for testosterone. Pellets last. So for women, they last about 3 to 4 months. Men, they can last 4, 5, 6 months. You don't have to do anything. So it's very easy. There are drawbacks, just as with any of the delivery systems. There are pros and cons to pellets. The con to pellets or the drawback is that once you put that pellet in there, it lasts 3 to 4, 5 months. The benefit is that it lasts 3 to 4 to 5 minutes. So if you put a pellet in somebody who's not a good candidate for a pellet, then they're stuck with that. And that's not good. So people that are not good candidates for pellets would be women that are still having a period, whereas giving them estrogen can make them bleed, or women that are not truly, you know, postmenopausal, and they could run into trouble. Now, with bleeding issues, testosterone pellets in women, a lot of women love them. So that there are some issues where you don't want to do that. And people that are concerned about using hormones, they just want to try them out a little bit, or, you know, maybe they're afraid that if they, you know, if it's a lady, you know, that used to have acne when she was growing up, she's kind of afraid of doing testosterone. Maybe she's better to start with a testosterone cream because you can stop using it. And then it dissipates out of the body. So maybe you start, you know, with one dosing form and then switch her over to pellets later if she wants to. So the beauty of a pellet is that it's very sustained released for that longer period of time. So you're bought that, you know, as you put a pellet, insert it in the backside, just under the skin and the buttock, the body just very gradually breaks these down. So they break down faster in people with higher metabolism and slower in people with slower metabolism. But that's a very sustained released, consistent delivery of the hormone. Some patients absolutely love them. And because they make them feel so good. And balanced hormones, whatever the delivery system, tend to make most people feel really good, right, if they're balanced. So some people absolutely love pellet therapy. And if the practitioner isn't trained in all the different dosing forms, then that patient, if they already love pellets, they're going to go to somebody that does know how to do them. So it's important to, as a provider, to learn all the different options and know for those candidates that don't want pellets or aren't a candidate how to use the other dosing forms of hormones.
Yeah, so it's really interesting when you talk about this, what you talked about, the concern about a couple of concerns, but a lot of things. Do you think sometimes people who do the deliverables for BHRT are not giving pellets in their office? Like, you remember how great BHRT Training Academy is, and the fact that you teach all the dosing options to some places not offer pellets that you've heard and you've had that situation where you had to train?
Some practices do not offer pellets because they haven't sought out that type of training. And then there are some practices that only do pellets. That's not really ideal for the practitioner or the patient. Learn all the delivery systems.
It makes complete sense in so many ways. I'm learning so much about it again. And it's interesting. What about leaving marks? Does this leave marks for somebody?
Great question. So how big is the pellet? Let's talk about testosterone pellets for men. Think about a grain of long grain white rice or brown rice. About that big, maybe just a little bit bigger. So men may get 6-8 of those or more, because they're coming either 100 or 200 milligram size. So men, it takes more. The scar is teeny tiny and it really hardly even, it's not noticeable. You do not need stitches. It's just a tiny, tiny insertion and they're going up under the skin. Patients are numbed, so they don't feel anything. They may be a little sore after, but they're just put Steri-Tape. The practitioner will put Steri-Tape over top of that incision. And then the next time they'll pellet on the other cheek and then switch back and forth. But for women who don't need all of that testosterone, you know, maybe they just need one teeny tiny little testosterone pellet or like an estrogen pellet. I just had an estrogen pellet put in back in December, right before my 60th birthday. And it's, I think of a lentil, maybe even smaller than a little teeny tiny lentil or maybe a flaxseed or something. So they're very small and just, you don't even notice the little incision after it heals.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. It's just great information to look at the different options. Is there anything you'd like to add about pellets we've not covered today?
I guess one thing that I would add about pellets is men especially love pellet therapy because they don't have to do anything. We women, we're used to putting on our creams and our makeups and stuff, you know, every day. Whereas men, sometimes it's much more challenging to get them into the routine of taking their supplements and probiotics and all of these other great things, or, you know, giving themselves a testosterone shot, or people that travel. They don't have to take anything with them. So they're very convenient. They do cost a little bit more than creams or patches or oral forms of progesterone. But by the way, you cannot get progesterone in a pellet, only estradiol and testosterone. But for patients that love them, that's what they want. Dosed properly, monitored properly, pellets can be highly effective at symptom management, but also at doing things that we want, which is long-term health, like building bone, helping to keep hormone levels strong and stable so that we build strong bones and protect our heart, protect our brain, and all those things that we want the long-term benefits for from our hormones.
All right. Best place to find information on you, Donna. Where can they go?
BHRTtrainingacademy.com.
All right. We appreciate it, Donna. Thanks again. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.